It's Thursday, August the 13th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, putting it back together, Mexico's economy. First, the world in brief. Britain's second quarter GDP figures were grim reading. The economy contracted by 20.4% against the previous quarter, confirming that Britain had entered its deepest recession since at least the 1920s. Since the end of 2019, Britain has suffered nearly the worst performance of any big European economy. Only Spain has done worse. But some data suggest a modest improvement began in June. Uber may have to shut down temporarily in California, its chief executive told MSNBC News. Dara Khosrowshahi said that the ride-hailing firm would not be able to reclassify its drivers as full-time employees in time to comply with a recent state court ruling, which also applied to Lyft, its rival. Belarus admitted that its police had fired live rounds at demonstrators and made over 6,000 arrests to quell protests against a stolen presidential election on Sunday, in which Alexander Lukashenko claimed a sixth consecutive term. Demonstrations have taken place over the past 3 nights in the capital, Minsk. The European Union is considering sanctions. Tencent revealed a better-than-expected increase in second-quarter earnings. Benefiting from the increased time people have spent online during the pandemic, profits at the Chinese gaming and social media giant rose by 37% year-on-year in the 3 months to the end of June. WeChat, its messaging app, is in the crosshairs of the Trump administration over security fears. The Brazilian state of Paraná agreed to produce Russia's vaccine against COVID-19. The speed with which the vaccine was developed has raised doubts about its safety. Its first human trial began in June and involved only 38 people. Brazil has been hit hard by the coronavirus. With over 3 million infections, the country accounts for roughly 15% of the world's total cases. America stood pat in its dispute with the EU over subsidies to Airbus and Boeing. Its trade office will not be expanding the category of European goods worth $7.5 billion that come under the punitive 25% tariff, 15% for aircraft. But neither will it reduce those rates. America imposed the sanctions in October 2019 for violations cited by the WTO. Sumner Redstone, the American media mogul who turned the merger of CBS and Viacom into an entertainment powerhouse that also included MTV, Comedy Central, and Paramount Pictures, died aged 97. His final years had been dogged by corporate, family, and personal intrigues over control of his own fortune and over the company's future. And editor's note. Due to a production error, some readers will have seen our story on Papua New Guinea twice yesterday, once under a headline about another story. Apologies.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.